what happens if you live every day you are right now, and when you die, you talk to God, and God shows you your destiny paper, which has already been written before even coming to the earth, and says, this is you supposed to be my son, what just happened? So the answer you have to give, you have to create your destiny, you have to build yourself. Welcome to today's episode. I am your host Saurav, and it would be great if you subscribe so that you never miss Let's Change Mindset podcast episode. Today, we are going to talk on, can we get more focused in life? So when we talk about life, it became very vast topic to discuss. But some of us always see life's small problems as a big problems, which stops us from getting our goals. So can we solve those problems and achieve best results? And the answer is yes. Yes, we can change our mindset and make our life easier than ever before. So let's start with our point number one. Point one, set routine for the whole day. When you wake up in morning, you just need to spend 5 to 10 minutes in making to-do list for the whole day. Because if you already set your whole day routine in advance, it will boost your confidence and will make you more productive. And if you made a list, very long list to do, it doesn't matter how many things you have done in the end of the day. But what matters is how you prioritize them. Point number two. Get the first thing done. When you already done with making to-do list, you yourself created small goals for that day. So it's your responsibility, your first responsibility to get done the first thing at first and start your day with a win. Your winning mindset, or we can say your winning attitude, will help you to achieve more next goals of the day. Point number three. Don't forget the long-term goal. When you're creating your daily small goals for every day, don't forget to create daily goal related to long-term goal. Like if you want a good physique, you have to daily work out, and daily workout is our daily goal. When you achieve daily goal, in the end, you can see your bigger goal coming to you. Point number four. Don't stress out your decisions. Try to make very fewer decisions because your main productivity tool is your mind. When you're making a stress of some unnecessary decision which have no positive response in your life, this is very a wrong move. For example, don't think too much which TV show you want to watch or which favorite ice cream you want to eat. Because more you give stress to your mind, the less productive your day will be. Point number 5. Give yourself time once in a day. That time would be your only, in which you will find peace in your body. And in this time, you would have to do whatever you like, where you feel calm. And for some people, they use binaural beats, because it's scientific proven that binaural beats gives you benefit, and through these beats you can increase your focus and decrease your distraction. I would suggest all of you to just give yourself some time in a day to feel free from all your worries. Now, the last point and sixth point comes, exercise for 10 to 20 minutes. If you feel lazy or slump, you just need to get up and start doing workout for 10 to 20 minutes. It would help you and your brain body to get into action, and ultimately your body will become more active. You will be in active mode. Now, a bonus tip from my side, it's my personal experience I have discovered, like for 5 minute rule. It's a 5 minute rule. This rule is a type of secret in which help you, to done your work which you never want to do. Or you can be a procrastinate expert, but this rule will help you to work. This rule will help you to done all your pending works in just few minutes. you just need to start work for 5 minutes. Just say to your brain and let's sit and do this for 5 minutes. But in the end, you will notice that you have completed your whole work. Your whole work has been completed by just sitting in 5 minutes. Your brain will be regularly working. Like once you sit for 5 minutes, you will start discovering interest in that work. Thank you. That's all for today.